This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What's up, NFL fans? Welcome to a very special podcast series that we are starting with the postseason now officially upon us. We are previewing every round of the playoffs, both from an AFC and an NFC perspective. Today, we have the wild card round. We are going to start off with the AFC, the American Football Conference. And joining me, Jeff Hartman, is Wesley Coleman. What's up, Wesley? How's it going?
Well, I mean, it is the playoffs, and the New Orleans Saints are not in them. I'm not surprised. I'm not upset about it. It's, you know, I get to watch as a fan. I don't have a rooting interest necessarily.
I love it. And you'll be that neutrality that we need, because in the AFC, obviously I'm going to have a vested interest in the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's who I cover. Other than that, we're going to be a neutral line here, but I do want to say before we get started here that you can check out the NFC breakdown. That'll be running just a few hours after this one runs on the NFL feed. So if you're wondering about all those NFC matchups, stay tuned for that. But when we talk about the AFC, we do have to start off, because we're going to talk about a lot of games. The Baltimore Ravens are the team sitting at home. They earned themselves a first-round bye. They were the number one seed, winners in the AFC North. Wesley, any thoughts about the Baltimore Ravens, even though they lost to the Steelers in Week 18?
I mean, I'm going to say that they're the best team in the NFL right now, with what they've been doing, and they're the scary mountain that somebody's going to have to climb at some point. Mm-hmm. Now, who knows what that's going to look like, resting your starters and having another week off. I've seen it not work. It'll be interesting to see if there's any kind of ring rust when they come back next week. And it'll be interesting to see who they line up against, who's the lowest seed.
So we will see. Let's start off. We're going to go in chronological order here as the games go. The way the NFL set it up this year, and I just realized this before we hit record, is that the first three playoff games, Saturday, two games, Sunday, the first game, are all AFC matchups. So we're going to start on Saturday. We have the Cleveland Browns hosting the Houston Texans. This game is at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. You can watch it on NBC with an opening line of the Browns giving 2.5. Now, Wesley's going to talk about some key injuries here before we get to our thoughts on the game. Wesley, who's banged up for both of these squads?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, because the Browns had they had already secured their playoff spot. So they had players resting, but players that were injured that were resting. Amari Cooper and the Myles Garrett are the two big names for them that it was resting for Amari Cooper, but he also has a heel injury. And then Myles Garrett's had some problems with a shoulder and hamstring. It'll be interesting to see what they come back with. I assume they're both going to play, but Amari Cooper hasn't been healthy, and I think that he's necessary as a receiver for the Browns to be able to score on the Texans. I think this could be a low scoring game, but that's going to be a big hit for if Amari Cooper is not 100%. Now the Texans have had a few things they're dealing with. Big for them, they had most everybody playing this past week because they knew that it was a win and you're in scenario. But rookie Will Anderson, big defensive end for them that's had a monster rookie season, has had some problems with an ankle. Not really. And I think the Texans realize that they're just going to have to be a strong defense because they're resting a whole lot of their defensive players, at least starting off practice this week. Not seeing either one of these teams actually having significant injuries that are going to maybe be a reason that one of them loses the game.
Yeah, so let's get into our thoughts on this game. I'll start. So the Cleveland Browns, like you said, they had locked up their playoff spot prior to week 18. They were able to rest a lot of players. Joe Flacco didn't have to play. The Browns are definitely a really tough team to figure out. They turn the ball over at a ridiculous clip. I mean, I think they led the NFL in turnovers. And their defense is really good. And so their defense has bailed out their offense time and time again. The question will be, are they going to face a team that's going to make them pay for those turnovers? Because it almost feels like it's inevitable that it's going to happen. Likewise, you have the Texans, which they're playing kind of with house money, in my opinion. No one expected them to be here. No one expected CJ Stroud to have this season. But Wesley, do you think that the Houston Texans, with their roster, can go into Cleveland, which is not an easy place to play, especially with the weather, and actually
the
game
is in Houston.
Oh, the game is in Houston. My gosh, that's right. It's in Houston. It's my apology. So it's in Houston. So that's easier for everyone. Do you think that this is a game that the Houston Texans can take the Cleveland Browns out of it?
Unlikely. I think that CJ Stroud's had an amazing year as a rookie quarterback, and he would have to have just an incredible game against this Cleveland defense to score enough points to beat them. I just think it's an uphill battle for a rookie. Having said that, we've seen CJ Stroud get into a zone and make some crazy plays and have some crazy drives. If he does it for most of this game and he doesn't turn the ball over, I guess it could be. If the turnovers get lopsided in Houston's favor, yeah, I mean, but I think that's what it's going to take. I think this Cleveland defense is probably going to make him uncomfortable and give him a lot of check down kind of passes.
So are you leaning towards Cleveland if we're going that way and talking about which way we're leaning for this game? You think Cleveland is the team that's going to advance?
Yeah, I just think that it's a setup that's good for this Cleveland defense is going to travel. I think that I honestly believe that Cleveland is going to run the heck out of the ball. To drag this game out and make a defensive game, whether they want to or not. And it also stops Joe Flacco from throwing interceptions.
Right.
When you do that. Again, it's any kind of game like this where somebody gets up, some crazy thing happens, and somebody's up by 10, it changes the whole game plan, and that could screw that up for Cleveland. If they try to become a passing team, that's what's going to get in problem. I just don't see them doing it.
I said that a couple weeks ago. When the Browns were getting ready to play, I think it was week 17, I said, they're going to run the heck out of the ball. And Joe Flacco throws it like 35 times, and he has 300 yards passing, and he also throws a lot of interceptions. There's a part of me that thinks that Kevin Stefanski is kind of like, we're going to air this thing out. And maybe it's that they don't trust the running game of Kareem Hunt and Jerome Ford, and they don't think that that's a Nick Chubb-style backfield where they can just grind it out. I'm going to be honest. If there's an upset in the main, and it, technically by seeding, it's not an upset because the AFC South champion was the Houston Texans, and that's why they're hosting the game, which I should have known that. Nonetheless, I think there's a chance that this is the upset alert for me. in the AFC. This is the upset alert. This is the game that I could see CJ Stroud and the Houston Texans going into this game saying, we have no pressure on us at all. No one thought we'd even be here, and they go out and win this freaking game. I could see it happen.
Yeah, I mean, and if the CJ Stroud big time quarter is the first quarter and this game's 17-0, 8 minutes in, I mean, Cleveland's going to have to abandon that running, and they're going to have to figure out a different game plan that's not going to make them comfortable. So I mean, I'm not calling this to me is probably the closest game of the entire weekend, maybe, where I could see either team winning. It's not going to surprise me. I just, man, it's playoff football and defense travels. And I mean, I still can't believe we're talking about Joe Flacco in the playoffs. it's insane to me.
Well, yeah, this is the game on the AFC docket that could be sneaky good. Yeah. There's a couple games, and there's a couple on the NFC side too that could be sneaky good, where everyone's like, oh man, is this game going to be good? I think it could be. I think Joe Flacco turns into a pumpkin. I'm going to take the Houston Texans in this one. Let's go to the next game. This is the Kansas City Chiefs. They're actually hosting this one. I know that. Kansas City versus the Miami Dolphins. And this is supposed to be, could be the coldest game in playoff history in the NFL. I think that the high temperature for the day is going to be around zero with wind chills way in the negatives. This is going to be interesting. The opening line is Kansas City's giving 3.5 points. Game time is 8:15 p.m. Eastern time. And oh, just so I love the NFL for having this only on Peacock, you cockroaches. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. Let's talk injuries. Are there any? There's some big injuries in Miami. I know that. What do we got?
Yeah, so starting off with the Chiefs. So Morris, their left tackle, has a concussion and is not expected to be cleared to play by the time the game comes up. Now, why that's a really big deal is because his Donovan Smith, who would be playing if Morris is out, is also dealing with a neck injury. And their offensive line hasn't been great anyway, but if that kind of both of them are out, I mean, you could have somebody who doesn't play NFL football, third, fourth string kind of guy, being the left tackle behind Patrick Mahomes. Now, initially, Justin Ross is dealing with a hamstring injury. I do not expect that we're going to see Justin Ross in this game. But I mean, and them you losing any kind of receivers is never a good deal for them. Now, like you said, the Dolphins are dealing with a ton. First of all, they got three linebackers out that are not going to play. And then on top of that, we're hearing that Xavier Howard is not going to play. So, playoff great Eli Apple.
Yep.
If you just listen to his mother, she'll tell you how great he is. Eli Apple is going to be getting the snaps over there. And if Patrick Mahomes has receivers to throw to, that's not good news for the Dolphins. Additionally, Teron Armstead has been dealing with tons of injuries. Like that's what his career is dealing with injuries. And that's your left tackle that, if healthy, is one of the best in football. But he's good for missing half the season. So, and then they additionally have a safety, Javon Holland, who's dealing with both knees are injured, which is just a crazy thing. But they're actually pretty optimistic that Holland's going to be playing. Just they're kind of resting him for practice. And just to keep adding on, Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill are both dealing with a lot. Tyreek Hill hasn't walked right back to the sideline for a couple of weeks, and Jalen Waddle has been rested from ankle injuries. And when you're talking about both of them dealing with ankle injuries, man, that's just stuff that you can tweak at any time, and then you're out of the game. And I think we can agree that their entire defense is gonna kind of run through those guys. And just just piling on. Raheem Mostert is also dealing with injuries. I think they would have projected him to be limited to start the week, but their rookie running back probably makes them feel okay about that.
Yeah, Achane's pretty good. So I think he averaged like 7 yards a carry this season.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's incredible. But so let's talk about thoughts for this game. You brought this up, Kansas City. Everyone thinks Kansas City Chiefs. They think Patrick Mahomes. They think Travis Kelce and now Taylor Swift. That's neither here nor there. But when they're thinking about the Chiefs, they automatically go back the last few years where it's like this high-flying, high-powered offense. That's not the Chiefs anymore. They're winning with defense. It's unbelievable. Yep. Miami, everyone thinks high-flying offense. They've been grounded by more good teams than I can remember. I think they've only won one game against teams that have made the that qualified for the postseason this year. So not a good record. I don't know what to think, not to mention the weather. I brought this up on the NFL Whip Around with Coach Kevin Smith. I was like, what would you do if you're in Miami? How do you get ready? He said, we'd fly there early and try and get acclimated that way. I don't know if they're doing that. I doubt they are. Wesley, what are your thoughts on this game?
Man, I mean, we beat around the bush. It's 2 degrees is the real temperature. They're expecting it to feel like negative 12 to negative 14 on the field.
Gosh.
I don't know if anybody's going to be able to throw and catch the ball like consistently. Yeah. This is certainly, I don't believe, going to help the, running around Patrick Mahomes, what kind of makes him good, and throwing it up to Travis Kelce 40 yards downfield. I just don't see that happening. And if we're just going to get down, if both of these teams are going to be hamstrung, not an injury joke, if they're both going to be hamstrung to where they have to be running teams, the Dolphins will run away with this game. I mean, they're clearly the better hand off the ball and see what one of these running backs can do teams. But also, I mean, and also this is a great equalizer of, I mean, you would expect, a low scoring, injured Chiefs team to really rely on Harrison Butker. I'm not kicking this ball that's going to be like a cement rock.
Yeah.
I just don't see long field goals happening.
No, you're right.
So this could be a really interesting low scoring game where seriously somebody breaks off a 60-yard shuffle run. And I mean, that's your difference in the game.
So which way are you leaning? This to me is a really difficult game to pick. Not just because the roster and the Chiefs are a little bit different than what we're used to, and the Dolphins maybe be underperforming and don't rise up to the challenge of playing these good teams, but the weather, like you said, I mean, every time you get hit, it's going to hurt, and it's going to be bad. Which way are you leaning in this game?
Yeah, the weather completely flips the game for me. If this is played inside or in good weather, I think this is the Chiefs destroy the Dolphins. I don't think the Dolphins are good this year. But if you tell me that the weather is going to be bad enough to where the two teams both have to just run the ball because you cannot physically throw and catch it, the Dolphins are going to win this game. And I don't think they're the better team. I just, I think it really comes down to that. The weather change like that. I definitely don't think the Chiefs cover the 4 points. I think it's a closer game. I think that's a ton of points for what I assume is going to be a pretty low scoring game.
I am actually leaning towards the Chiefs in this one. And I agree. The better running team is Miami. The stats show that. But the Kansas City Chiefs, they've been there. They've done that. They win at home. This might be an ugly one. Maybe it's a Travis Kelce reception that gets him in field goal range with time expiring. You know how that works. I'm leaning towards the Chiefs here in this one.
Well, can anybody confirm whether or not Tay-Tay is going to be at the game? Oh. If so, Travis probably knocks it out of the park. I mean, he might get 3 touchdowns.
I bet she is. I bet she's at the game.
Well, never mind. Never mind. I'm taking the Chiefs.
All right, let's finish it up Sunday at 1:00, a game I'm highly invested in. The Buffalo Bills are hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hey, don't worry about the spread. The Steelers are 10-point dogs in this game. Again, 1:00 kickoff Eastern time on CBS. I could probably rattle off the Steelers injuries for you if you want me to do that quickly, but yeah, I'll let you do that. Are you going to hit it?
Yeah, hit it. I mean,
sure. All right. TJ Watt is out.
Is there another one to talk about?
No, there are a lot to talk about. Yeah. Minka Fitzpatrick could be back in the lineup. He missed the last three games, knee injury.
Right? Yeah.
DeMonte KZ, who was suspended for his hit on Michael Pittman Jr. of Indianapolis, is eligible to return now. He was suspended for the rest of the regular season, so he can be back at safety. And they have another safety, Trenton Thompson, who's trending to be back. So their secondary is getting a boost. Patrick Peterson can go back to playing his flex cornerback role, especially if those two safeties are back. Go ahead. What's your question?
So my question was, they're saying that he could return. I thought he was going to, a one-game suspension. He is
KZ?
Back. Right? Yeah.
No, KZ got a 3-game suspension. Now he's eligible to be back.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'm sorry, but his suspension over. Like, so it's not.
Yeah. He'll be back. Mike Tomlin said it's.
Okay.
No, Mike Tomlin said it's a conditioning thing. He's got to make sure he's in game shape, essentially. So in other words, that's BS. He's going to play. So yeah, he'll be back. He'll be back.
Well, the Bills on their side, Gabe Davis is out for them. And now let me tell you, Gabe Davis, I think, is kind of underperformed.
Yes.
Always. But I mean, last year he came through. I think he had almost 750 yards receiving last year. So it was expected for him to have the bigger year. But him being out, he's at least going to be, he's going to be replaced by Khalil Shakir. If he's to play. Now Khalil actually caught six passes for 105 yards, led the Bills in receiving last week. So, but to expect that to repeat is just, is probably crazy. So it's kind of a big deal of whether or not that's going to, whether or not Gabe Davis is going to play. I don't expect Gabe Davis to play. I think he's actually going to be out. It's a PCL injury, which is the largest ligament going through the middle of your knee. It'd be dumb to be playing with the way that looks.
So injuries aside, the thoughts on this game is a lot of people see this as a slam dunk. You know, we talked about the other two games. You could make a case with the Texans. You could make a case for both the Chiefs and the Dolphins based on the weather, et cetera. The weather's not going to be great here either. It's supposed to be cold, windy, chance of lake effect snow in Orchard Park. That's nothing new. But it's not like Pittsburgh's not accustomed to playing in, you know, colder temperatures. It's not like they play in a dome. So I don't think it's going to matter too much. Plus, they run the ball well. And the Bills sometimes can be gashed by the run. A lot of people don't think the Steelers have a chance. I wanted to give your take. Obviously, I'm going to be biased in this contest. But from that neutrality standpoint that I talked about at the beginning of the show, how do you see this game shaking out?
Well, I think 10 points is a big spread for a game like this. The Bills are still being favored in a lot of games based on reputation and not on what they did in 17 games this year. And even the win against the Dolphins, they weren't winning most of that game. And neither one of those teams look like teams I'm like, oh, this is who's winning the division. And I'll be honest with you, if TJ Watt was healthy, I'd be like, this is a toss-up game for me. And while TJ Watt is, you know, one of the three best defenders in the NFL, I'm not sure if he's worth a 10-point spread. That's a and you could speak more to me on who's going to be playing with him out. And if it's somebody that can do anything, much less, I mean, obviously not be TJ Watt, but can they make an impact on the game?
It's going to be by committee. You know, I think that Mike Tomlin said this, and I agree 100%.
Mike Tomlin, who's never had a losing season in the NFL. I just want to remind you of that.
Yes, thank you. Steeler fans are well aware. But no, so Mike Tomlin said this, and I agree. They are better equipped now than they ever have been for a TJ Watt injury. Last year, they had no one. Like they were picking, they were looking for people off the street, essentially, trying to find someone. 2 years ago, same thing. This year, they signed Marcus Golden. They drafted Nick Herbig out of Wisconsin. Nick Herbig, who has made some big plays in very limited snaps, is the closest thing from a skill set standpoint to TJ Watt in terms of the way he rushes the passer, the bend that he has, his athleticism. Marcus Golden is a bruiser. He's that I'm just going to power you straight back to the quarterback, and I'm going to get the quarterback in the process. So they're going to have to rotate those guys. And no, you don't replace TJ Watt. You just hope that the guys that are behind him can make some plays and pick him up. So yeah, not ideal.
And I just will say, like, obviously this is not a gambling show. I don't see any way that either team wins by 10 points. And I don't see any way that they hit the under over is 36.5. I don't see that at all in the 24 degree temperatures. And I just want to point out, so we just have brought up the spread. The Steelers are 13-7 against the spread in their last 20 games. The Bills are 4-9 against the spread in their last 13. Mm-hmm. The Bills don't beat the spread. They have not been a good team this year. They've been over promised, you know, in each game, and they have that, oh, they're Buffalo's supposed to be one of the best three teams in the AFC, and it hasn't come through. And the Steelers have been great at ugly and up games. I can't tell you that enough. They've slowed games down. They've punted a whole lot, but the defense has made the other team punt a whole lot. And if the Steelers figure out a way to get pressure on Buffalo during the passing downs, Josh Allen has the ability to throw it to the wrong team.
Absolutely. And
it just real quickly, a couple of those going the wrong way makes this game funky. And I think where I trust Pittsburgh in this game is Pittsburgh to commit to the run, even if it's rush three times and punt. They'd almost rather do that than throw a couple of stupid passes. The Bills very likely in the windy, crazy, cold weather could be tossing the ball up. So I think the Steelers are more likely, no matter what the score is, to stay with the game plan, and Buffalo can get nervous and start believing that Josh Allen is Joe Montana.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting game. The recipe for the Steelers defense is going to look different. If they can make them one dimensional, and I say if, because it's not a guarantee. If they can stop the run, they have had games where they have just run all over the opponent. Think back to when they played Dallas and Josh Allen didn't even have 100 yards passing. It's possible. So their running game is efficient enough that they could do that. If the Steelers can stop the run, it used to be, hey, just let our pass rushers do the thing and just cover well enough. It might be flipped this time. You might have to have more coverage sacks. I think they would be smart to spy Josh Allen if Minkum's back. Have him, you know, working the underneath, spying the quarterback. Don't let him go for those long runs, those broken plays. It'd be interesting. You leaning towards Buffalo, though, still?
Yeah, I'm still going to stick with Buffalo in this, which would make Miami upsetting Kansas City, would make Miami the low seed that has to go to Baltimore and get annihilated.
I like the Steelers because I'm a Steelers fan, and I want to see them go to Baltimore in the division round, because I think Baltimore, I guarantee you the Ravens are like, just not the Steelers. Like, we have to put up with them enough. Lamar's only beaten the Steelers once, so I think that sticks with those guys.
What, give me your, this is just your feeling percentage-wise, if Pittsburgh wins this, what's the percentage chance that TJ Watt can play in Baltimore?
75%. Wow. Brace it up. He's not going to be himself. He's not going to be full strength. He's probably going to take a roster spot from a healthy player, but still, he's probably, if they win a game, he's like, you're going to have to cut my leg off to get me off that field. So yeah, that's, I'll go 75. You agree or disagree?
Yeah. I think it's probably greater than that he suits up, but he ends up taking 20% of the snaps.
Yeah. And that's fine. I mean, that's fine. Yeah. So, all right. That wraps up the AFC side of things. We are going to be back in probably about an hour, I guess. Maybe it's already published, talking about the NFC. But until then, Wesley, how can they find you on social media?
Yeah, I'm on at WhoDatWesley13 on X or Twitter. I also cover the New Orleans Saints with the Dome Patrol. We're at Dome Patrol PCast, but I'll talk to you about anything. Doesn't have to be the Saints. Come talk to me about some Mavericks basketball too.
There you go. Very good. You can find me on Twitter at jhartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N _PIT, on my Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Founded the Steel Curtain Network. We'll be right back. Talking NFC. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.